been hailed as the world's first successful AIDS vaccine trial. But at a press conference in Paris, the researchers say it produced only modest results. A combination vaccine using strains of HIV common in Thailand was tested on Thai men and women aged 18 to 30 years old who were HIV negative. Half of the overall test group of more than 16,000 people received the doses, while the other 8,000 people in the trial received a placebo. All the participants were given condoms and counseling for 3 years. The test found those given the vaccine showed a 31% lower risk of infection than the others. While initial results from the trial were reported in September, the full results were presented at the AIDS conference in Paris on Tuesday and reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Supachai Rexnagarm of the Department of Disease Control of the Thai Ministry's Public Health Department was overall leader of the study.
We are, as you might expect, encouraged by this result and look forward to undertaking further research to understand what it means, why the vaccine regimen was effective in some volunteers, and how we might build upon this result in our collective search.
Critics say the trial's results may have been accidental, and whatever benefits the vaccine might produce may have limited effect. Some want an independent review. And the trial's researchers, like Dr. Nelson Michael of the Walter Reed Institute of Research in the United States, say it's unclear what difference the findings will make for areas like Africa, where rates of HIV/AIDS are much higher than among the test population, and where there are many strains of the virus.
Amongst the questions that we have now are, if we are going to go forward in HIV vaccine development, what will be the calculation of transmission intensity, if you will? What would be the proper mix of studies in different risk groups, in different subtypes, in different genetic backgrounds? If the goal is to reach a vaccine, one vaccine that could work for all people, all nations.
But the researchers say the findings offer new hope for AIDS research. And Dr. Michael says South Africa, for one, appears interested in conducting a similar study. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.